Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, I don't like that I'm doing this. I am not a fan of, oh, things were better in my day. Kids are too spoiled. They've got the, like, I have pity and contempt for anyone whose view of the world is that we're getting worse, anything like that. With that said, I think Easter chocolate has gone downhill. Significantly. Okay. I've suspected it for a while. It was really confirmed. Exhibit A, the Humpty Dumpty egg.
Ooh.
Did you ever get into that Humpty Dumpty egg?
I actually just received one. It was actually yesterday. It was a day after Easter. We caught up with my lovely mother-in-law. She gave me a Humpty Dumpty egg.
Well, I'm going to
I haven't eaten it yet, so I don't know.
Look, this was a staple of my childhood, and Mum still stands by it. Okay. So I kind of knew it wasn't going to be the same as it used to be, probably a bit smaller, but I thought Mum swears by it. And your first issue, back in my day, that chocolate used to be impenetrable. You used to have to smash it down the stairs just to crack it open to get Humpty Dumpty to fall off that wall and actually make a crack. It was dense. Now it's just regular chocolate.
It's just too easy.
It's just regular Cadbury. Also, I don't think the regular Cadbury's tasting as good either. I'm going to give you an egg.
Please do.
The hollow chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just tasting a little bit more chemically.
Do you want to bite into it? Should I just go?
Let's get your thoughts.
Why do I feel this is a stitch up?
It's not a stitch up.
Put something in there. Okay, good.
How's it taste?
It didn't even crack. Like, it's soft. Yeah.
It's just something missing.
There is. You're right.
Yeah.
There's some sort of underlying taste that's just not the same and as it used to be.
I'm not saying it tasted better before they went fair trade. I'm not saying that's the difference, but something's going on at the factory. The beans inside the Humpty Dumpty are even worse, just very chemically.
These are sweeter in a different way.
Yeah, in a lighter, unnatural way. Can I show you what 21st century innovation has brought to Easter chocolate? I don't like this either.
Yeah.
This is what I got from my mum. It's quite nicely packaged. It's something called the Ministry of Chocolate is the maker of this, which I think is it's made in Melbourne. I think it's kind of a faux fancy brand. I think it's someone trying to be a Haig's. It certainly wasn't as good as a Haig's. As much as I appreciate the attention to detail of mum getting me something with raspberries in it because I liked it last year. What they've got on the label: download the Ministry of Chocolate app and scan the top of the packaging to enhance your chocolate experience.
What happened?
Just eat the egg.
Yeah, we want the egg to be enough.
Now, I've downloaded the Ministry of Chocolate app, whatever that is. It was free, thank goodness. They've got like an Easter game on there. You can shop for products online. You can scan an AR label. So I guess this is augmented reality. It's loading 40, 50%.
But what can you possibly make out of an app?
The Ministry of Chocolate.
It's just an ad.
You've already bought the eggs, so you probably don't need
It's just about the products you've already got. It's gone downhill, you got to admit, Brooke.
You know what? I'm with you.
People are talking about this.
We're going to have to write to our local member and make it a federal election thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing with all my problems this
Finally, next month. Policies for the people.